K-E-A-D-E-A.
Yeah, some things I've learned the hard way. I've done many things, actually, learned the hard way. When I first got my FT100D, that's the current VHF, HF, UHF rig I have right now, I put it on a 10-amp power supply. We were doing this thing, and I didn't know too much about ampage and power supplies at the time. And, well, guess what happened? I started making some magic smoke come out of that power supply. So, that's one way to see some smoke come out of your power supply. Luckily, never blew the fuse on it. Recently, I just fried my antenna tuner by accidentally putting in too much wattage in it, by miskeying it, when I misread how to turn down the wattage on the radio. So we fried that thing. That was actually a couple of days ago. That's what inspired the question for the night. Yeah.
Well,
this is K2EGF, 3
Soul Net. Grayson again, you're doing a great job. This is K2EGF, back to net control. Hi, this is 3 Ivan. Thank you for the compliment. Next up, KC1JPD, Jeffrey from Milton, Vermont.
Good evening, everyone on the net. Lesson learned for me, I'm a teacher, and I decided to take some equipment into my school and set up a station, and what I learned was as soon as I hit that transmit button on HF, it was interfering in a big way with the lighting system and the internet for the entire second floor of our school. So my administrators were not too thrilled with me, but it was an easy fix, and they came right back on. But IT was not happy, and the admin weren't too happy. So I learned to be real careful if I'm going to do that in the future. KC1, JPD, back to net.
Alrighty, Simply C. Jeffrey, next up, K5BBJ, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh, yeah, before we continue, there were more signs that came in. K4PMJ, JM, Barry from Leesburg, Florida. K4BZ, Benjamin from Jacksonville, Florida. N1CBM, Carlos from Hollywood, Florida. And KK7ZSH, Jason from Milwaukee, Oregon. 804CLD,